Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. How do you rise above the pain in one of Baltimore's most violent and crime-ridden neighborhoods? How do you walk through those streets every day and not succumb to the corner life? What does it take? Government programs? An inspirational after-school program like Nargis Hyman's Be Spirit? More devoted school teachers? Or does the street sometimes demand a greater sacrifice? This is Sierra's story.
It's how females nowadays do hustle, but I never hustled because when I was 9 years old, it was a Sunday, it was April the 6th, 1997. Everybody was gone, my sister was outside, my brother was outside, and they got old enough, they ain't had to go to church no more, but since I couldn't make no decision, I couldn't really say nothing, so I still had to go to church, and that Sunday evening, it was like, I say about 6 o'clock, I came home, and my grandmother, I moved, you know, us people move faster than my grandma. So I took her pocketbook and I was going to the house. And my mother was an ivory drug abuser. And, you know, I thought she was just asleep or something. She just fell asleep on the floor instead of the chair. So I walked over. So then I thought about it when I put my grandma's pocketbook down. Like, hold up. She not moving. She not doing nothing. So I walked past. I was so scared. I walked back over her and went to the door like, Grandma, Grandma, my mother not moving. My mother not moving. She like, what did you talk about? I said, Grandma, it's not like one of her normal days. She's really not moving. She was like, all right, check her pulse. You feel anything? So I'm like, no, I'm not feeling nothing. I'm not feeling nothing. And I found my mother dead of an overdose. That's it. 9 years old. So terrified. I was going through it. That's what made me not ever sell drugs, because I feel as though people are selling drugs just like whoever sold the drugs to her. That's why she died. So me selling drugs is like killing somebody's grandparents, mother, son, daughter. You killing people's family members. That's why I will never, ever hustle, because you just making somebody else's life one day shorter. I got like one or two friends' mothers died off of drugs. And some of their parents still on drugs. So it's just hard just seeing what they're going through. And like, just like my mother died one day, like how they got to go through, their mother just died. Never be able to see them again.
Sierra is now 20 years old. She's a student at a local trade school and is going to graduate in May. She wants to become a registered nurse just like Nargis Hyman, who runs the youth program Be Spirit that Sierra is a graduate of and where she now works as a youth mentor. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these voices, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.org or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.